Blog Talk Radio.
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.
What the fuck was that? Why
fuck
are you fucking up this? What?
Fuck Christmas.
Oh, well, thanks for fucking up my song, you jackass. Anyway, we got our other co-host on the line, Craig.
If I'm going to take the time to put these songs up, I'm going to do what the fuck I want with them.
Well, you can at least put more than a goddamn 30 seconds of what I asked you for.
Oh, God, John Lennon, he's dead. He's a commie anyway.
Yeah, whatever. Well, anyway, like I said, we got other calls on the line. Craig, what's going on?
Merry Christmas, everybody. And he was only a commie supporter.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, welcome to another edition of Over the Top Radio. I guess you could call this our Christmas show. And what's going on, guys?
Yes, it'll be more than 20 minutes.
Right. And there'll probably be a lot less drinking.
I didn't even waste my time listening to that yet, so I don't know.
I told him.
Yeah, well, all you missed is Brian having to kind of pause the show so we could get up and puke a couple times.
I told him.
I heard there was projectile vomiting.
Luckily not in the studio, but yes, there was probably some vomiting. I told him, he said, I'm planning to do the Christmas show and then go into the Brian and Vinny show later on that night. I said, this is a bad, bad idea. And he said, well, I have no more time, so blah, 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 blah. He's out at the beach this weekend. So anyway, I told him.
Speaking of the Christmas show, I actually got shut out of the Christmas show. Not only did they get too drunk to remember to call me, my gift did not get there until the next day. So. Okay. Bullshit
That's
all
funny.
Around. Shitty Christmas all around this year. But anyway, I guess since we are talking about Christmas, what are your plans for Christmas, Craig?
Oh gosh. Well, it was met with a very nice surprise today. My boss and actually the CEO of our company came in today and we had a nice lunch with him. But even more than that, we usually get, if we meet our profit sharing goal, if we meet our profit for the year, he brings us, he gives us profit sharing checks. And I got just over $1,000 in October, and we met our goals again this quarter, and we expected another profit sharing check end of January. But it had been such a great year that he actually brought another $1,000 check in today for us. So I was pretty stoked, and that'll help pay for Christmas. And on top of that, he gave me the rest of he gave me tomorrow off, so I won't have to work until the 3rd of January. So I'm done for the year.
Cool, man. It pays off to be a brown noser, doesn't it?
I guess so. So, yeah.
Hey, Katrina, what are you doing besides being a drunken degenerate like you probably are right now?
I'm not a drunken degenerate. I'm too hungover to be a drunken degenerate right now. I'm barely making this dope.
Well, everybody can play along with our game tonight. So, Matt Cleary, my good buddy.
Nobody cares what I got for Christmas.
I'm sorry. I was just chiming in just for a second, Katrina. I would get back to you in just a second. I apologize. give people a chance to go to the fridge and grab a brewski. We are playing a drinking game tonight. Every time I get a question wrong, you could drink.
Oh, damn. The only thing I got to drink is tequila, and if I participate in this game, I will be fucking drunker than Brian probably was last night. But before we get to the game, we are apparently we have a call, and it looks like we have a very special guest on the line. Rey Mysterio, what's going on?
That's Booyaka, Alex. Booyaka. Hey, what's going on, guys?
God damn it, Alex. You always got to fuck up the show. I was getting excited.
I'm
like, oh shit, Rey Mysterio's calling in, and it's fucking Alex calling.
Like, Rey Mysterio doesn't fucking show
exists. Yeah, that's a 2-year-old joke. That's a 2-year-old joke, Ed, and it gets funnier and funnier every time you say it. Hey, I just wanted to wish everyone, a Merry Christmas and Happy Holidays, and I hope you have a good show tonight, guys. And then to all your listeners, we'd like to wish Happy Holidays and Merry Christmas to everyone as well.
All five of them.
Is there, like, a reason why you left off Kwanzaa and you didn't wish everyone else a merry, happy, or whatever Kwanzaa?
I said happy holidays. That's the all-encompassing Kwanzaa, whatever they do in Canada, all that stuff.
Hanukkah. Well, I know how black people like to stick out. Like, you know, they like to be called African-Americans, even though they're just American like I am. You know, you don't seem to call myself a Mexican-American.
Where's my disclaimer?
I figure they want to promote that, you know, that Kwanzaa thing with the brotherhood, like, you know, with your brother Rodney.
I've never asked you to call me anything other than Alex, but I mean, you're the big time Ed in San Antonio, and so all I got was hey boy. So, you know, I was very happy with the hey boy. Greg and I had nice conversations, but hey boy.
Alex is a good man. Boy is right.
Even Chris over the phone says, "Hey, Alex." But Ed, I've not gotten that yet. So hopefully next year.
I'm sorry. I have a quarter of one black friend, and I've already met that with Rodney. But he's kind of an asshole, so that position could open up at any time.
Good Lord.
All right, well, hey guys, have a good show.
Thanks, Alex.
All right, thanks, Alex.
Anyway, getting back to the Contreras festivities around the holidays.
Oh, that's right. I got my sister and her husband are coming in from Kansas City day after tomorrow, and we're having Christmas at my parents' house. So I got my niece and my two nephews coming in, which means I've got to play a lot of Xbox this week.
Sweet.
So, yeah. And so my mother brought some stuff over here. Like, she gets this stuff for their stockings, and she's keeping them over here, just, you know, so they don't go wandering in her house and stuff like that, you know, finding stuff. You know how you do when you were kids and you go looking for stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So she sends these bags over stuff for her stocking, and it's just that's a bad idea because she's got like fruit roll ups and fruit by the foot in there and all that shit. And me
all
being
that
around
good
that
stuff,
that's just that's bad times. I'm liable to eat all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I gotta go. I'm probably gonna have to go to Walmart or something Saturday or Christmas Eve
to replenish.
To, reimburse her. So that's bad times all around.
That's awesome. Yep, I got Christmas Eve will be over at my in-laws, and Christmas morning. My mom called last night and she said, "Do you want turkey? Do you want ham? Or do you want rib roast?" And I said yes to all three. But no, we narrowed it down. We're gonna have prime rib for Christmas, and I'm excited for the holidays. I'm totally excited because Cameron, my 5-year-old, is totally into Star Wars right now, and so he has so many figures under the tree, including an X-Wing fighter with Luke Skywalker, and also a TIE fighter with Darth Vader. So I will be having the Power of the Force Christmas. I'm excited.
I will be
too
watching
bad
Christmas
he,
for free.
Too bad
this
he
week.
Won't be able to play with him. Craig will be hogging up the action in the corner there.
There's lots to go around, Eddie. I'll even bring a few to Miami this year, and we can have a fight.
I will be watching UFC for free this weekend.
It's not this weekend, it's next weekend.
Next weekend,
I mean.
Yeah.
That's a good one to watch, actually. That'd be a good show.
They got an UFC app on this Xbox Live thing, and I was one of the first 25,000 to sign up, so I get it for free.
Oh, cool.
Speaking of next week's fight, I just love last night's Wrestling Observer Radio with Dave talking about the whole drug test controversy regarding this fight. I mean,
jeez, what a joke!
If that wasn't a telling show, you talk about a show where Dave says a whole lot without actually saying anything. You know,
right.
I mean, that was the definition of that show. But hopefully, Brock will beat the shit out of the steroid user.
Yeah, we hate them steroid guys. That's why we watch wrestling.
Yeah, no doubt. Have you seen some of the jacked up bodies on WWE lately?
Hey, they take drug testing.
Whatever.
But so someone asked me how what I'm doing for Christmas. I'll just go ahead and throw it in there. Christmas is on the very wrong day for me this year because it's on Sunday, so usually we get 2 days off from work, so this year we're only getting Sunday off.
Yep.
And then it's also, since it's also on Sunday, means I have to throw the Sunday paper that same day, and these fucking idiots decide that on Christmas Day, they have to have two different classifiers, so now it doesn't take me a lot longer just to put the motherfuckers together, and most of my Christmas Eve, Christmas morning will be putting together and delivering my newspapers. The only good thing about it is the traffic radio station here, and I'll say it for anybody, if anybody wants to listen, because this is actually fucking awesome, is the traffic radio station here, 104.5 KZEP. They do this thing called the Hairband Christmas.
Nice.
And basically from midnight to the morning, they play just the greatest hairband songs. I mean, I'm going to enjoy the night, even though I'll be working, just because I'll be getting to hear some of my favorite shit that I haven't heard in years. So that's cool. Other than that, I think we're just eating dinner Christmas Day because my mom luckily won a turkey playing bingo at the Senior Citizens Center, and she will be cooking that. And she won that because I used to get a turkey for Christmas. That was one of the things they used to give us at UPS is every year. They actually used to give us the turkeys there at UPS, and we have to carry the box from there. And then the last couple of years, they gave us a coupon for us to go get it. But last year, or when the recession thing happened or whatever, that's one of the things that UPS cut was no more turkeys. So.
Turkeys. Well, luckily, they're pretty cheap.
So luckily my mom won a turkey to make up for those cheap sons of bitches.
Speaking of 80s hair bands, we always have a little New Year's Eve party here. We just, you know, probably 3-4 families, friends of ours, and Brian and Vinny sometimes show up. And we don't drink or anything, but we do a lot of eating. This year we're doing a 1980s Christmas, 1980s New Year's party. So everybody's dressing up in their 80s garb, and my Van Halen t-shirt should be here any day. So I'm pretty excited.
You had to get a new one because you don't fit into the old one you had in high school?
No. Do you fit into your shirts from high school?
No, but
I didn't think so.
I still have some awesome concert shirts.
Yeah. I still have, you know, Pearl Jam shirts, but they weren't around in the 80s, so what are you going to do?
Well, it's not like I took care of them, but I guess I could say my pride and joy of my concert shirts is I have a Ozzy Osbourne jersey for the Ultimate Sin Tour, and it's got, like, the cover for the, or, like, a, that one, what was the, God, I can't even think of the name, the ballad from Ultimate Sin where the chicks are cruising in the car and the chicks turning
evil. Shot in the Dark.
Shot in the dark. Yeah, it's got like the picture of the chicken shot of the dark on it, and like some other stuff. It's fucking badass. And I got it in my drawer here somewhere.
You remember the this is how my brain works. I don't remember a lot of wrestling trivia, but remember who the guitar player was at that tour?
That was J.T. Lee.
Nice job. Very well played, Mr. Ed.
I know what I was talking about. Now, speaking, can we go ahead and get to the main event and ask questions? Katrina, did you get a bunch of questions from the board?
Let's do news first.
Let's do news first, and then we'll do the questions.
Absolutely.
All right. Okay, so there's
not that much news. There's not that much news, so. Would you...
Yeah, we haven't done news in forever either.
Yeah, well, we had that guy Semp on, and he took up a lot of our time, let's be honest.
Because we've been doing shows on interesting topics, so we haven't had any.
So we had a WWE pay-per-view this last Sunday, and it was TLC, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. I knew that there was no interest for this when it was me and Brian watching the pay-per-view at my house, and that's it. But... with that said, we had a great opener with Zack Ryder defeating Dolph Ziggler to win the WWE United States Championship.
I don't get the Zack Ryder thing, but that's just me.
I don't understand it either, but he needed a title.
He's a good worker. I mean, he's like a human wood chant, you know. Fans are just going to chant it because it's probably a thing to chant. It's going to sell a few T-shirts.
Hey, he needs a title. Dolph doesn't need a title right now. Dolph is an amazing
worker.
Dolph
needs to move up.
Yep. And Zach, he needs a title to take him to the next level if they are going to go with him. Next thing, we had a tag team championship match with Air Boom, Evan Bourne, and Kofi Kingston defeating Primo and Epico and Rose's Hot Pants.
I guess you basically have to murder somebody to get the WWE tag team titles stripped off of you, because I'm sure I'm one of 100% of everyone who watched this match thinking that it was punishment time and Evan Bourne was going to do the job and lose the titles, but surprisingly that didn't happen. And
Brian looked at me, he goes, title change here, and then it didn't happen.
Who is Epico? Is he another clone?
He's a cousin.
He's that guy. He's the guy from Florida that was playing, that guy. It starts already.
I don't know, he is actually a cousin of the clone.
Okay, I was just wondering.
And he's also Sin Cara Blanco.
No, that was Hunico.
Who's Epico?
It was Hunico.
Who's Epico?
Three of them. There's three of them, Craig. There's Primo, Epico, and Funcio. And Funcio is a former... God, see, because the questions have already started. That counts as a miss.
Yep.
Everybody, grab your fucking drink and take a drink. And
okay.
I'm going to grab my
too
bottle.
Too many people with the letter O on the end of their name.
I thought Epico was... I'm sorry, I was confused. I thought Epico was Hunico.
You're going to be the death of me, Craig, because I'm about to fucking straight take a shot of Patron straight out of the bottle with no lime or salt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I couldn't. I confused Epico with Hunico, a guy in a mask and a guy without a mask. Jeez.
And you asked for WWE questions, and you just missed something that's current, and I'm almost going to have to take two shots just to make up for that. Yeah, let me see how this bottle's been a while.
So the Epico fellow was the guy that was the street guy for a while, right? Or is he still around? He's the guy that dressed up all gangsta.
That's Hunico.
Huh, I'll be darned.
Wow.
Next match.
Next match, tables match with Randy Orton defeating Wade Barrett. Not much to this match. I was a little bit scared when Wade came up bloody, just a small cut, and the referee went to put on gloves. I'm like, you are not wiping Vaseline in this cut and stopping this match. But luckily they didn't.
A decent match, had a good finish.
Yeah, it was all right. Yeah,
luckily they haven't had to do that blood stoppage in quite a while. It's been a while since they actually stopped the match.
Yeah.
Clean that shit up. But I guess one of the reasons is every time that someone does get color, it's one of the main guys and they can get away with it.
Or it happens on SmackDown where they can edit it out.
Yeah.
And Wade Barrett is not a top guy, so I was afraid they were going to wipe the blood out of his face. WWE's Divas match was
I just want to say that Randy is incredible about having the perfect timing and seeing these awesome RKOs.
I wasn't as impressed with this one, but it did look good.
They'll never top the Evan Bourne one, but, I mean, he does have a knack of hitting it and making it look good when it's another slight degree of difficulty to it.
I'm still pissed off that was during a run-in and not a match.
Next up was the WWE's Divas match. Beth Phoenix defeated Kelly Kelly, and she was Kelly Kelly was channeling the Hulkster wearing her red and yellow this evening.
Oh, boring.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty bad.
Excuse my fake level.
And keeping on with the theme of boring, we had Triple H defeating Kevin Nash.
This match was awesome.
Come on now. Kevin Nash is can't be in anything below a five-star match. He's an incredible worker. He's fucking... He's like the heavyweight version of Dean Malenko.
You better take a shot again because, oh my goodness, this match was in slow motion. Kevin did go through it. Yeah, Kevin did go through a table, and you could tell his knees were bad.
Yeah.
Now, apparently, because I actually didn't see it, the crowd wasn't into it, but Dave says that it was a well-worked match. What did you guys think?
It was fine. I mean, it was too long.
Or it was well-worked.
It was the pacing of the match was fine, but the pacing was slow. But everything they did made sense, and Triple H carried the match very well.
Yeah.
Now you said it was slow, and it was after the tag match, and it was after Dolph and Ryder, which actually had an awesome match. Now, do you think it would have been different had they opened the show?
There probably would have been more heat for it if they would have went on first, but Triple H ain't going on first. Come on.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, just the type of these guys, they're not going on first.
No. Next match we had kind of a throwaway match with Sheamus defeating Jack Swagger.
Yeah,
typical.
Nothing to this
typical
match.
Not SmackDown.
It's
not terrible,
like
but not particularly good.
It's like they want to push Sheamus. It's like they really, really want to push Sheamus, but it's like they have no idea what to do with him right now.
I will totally agree with that. I mean,
because he's winning, he's kicking ass, but it's against Swagger, it's against Jinder Mahal, it's in a couple minutes, it's not real matches, it's kind of weird. It's like you can tell they want to do something, but they're so stupid, they don't know what to do.
I think he's killing Jinder Mahal because they're trying to show that the people from India suck because of that TNA thing.
I see. That's a theory I have not heard yet. Jinder's fine. Okay, he's bad. In the highlight of the evening, we had a chairs match. Big Show defeated Mark Henry. And then soon after, Daniel Bryan defeated the Big Show to become the World Heavyweight Champion.
Lame.
I was giddy. I was
lame, 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 lame. It's sad when it's come down to winning the world title is how fast you run to the ring and lay on a fat guy for 3 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, they've only been doing it for like 7 or 8 years, Couture. Why you got to hate on it now just because Mark Henry lost? It's not my fault he pulled it.
Didn't know move. Hurt. He ran down there and laid on top of the guy.
Yeah, well, what happened to the rule with you have to make it back to your feet before you can pin the champion?
I felt bad for Big Show. He had awesome new gear and stuff like that. And he don't get to be the champion.
Uh-huh.
I just thought it was a lame title win. I just thought it was lame.
Yeah, whatever. No one cares what you think, man. And then I know
everybody's kissing their britches because Daniel Bryan won the world title of the B Show, but it was a lame victory. Sorry.
Well, anyway, like I say, no one cares what you have to say. Everyone wants to hear what I have to say. I was at work during the pay-per-view. And luckily, I was getting instant messages from Coke, so I was able to keep up without having to read Dave's long descriptions on his updates. So I got the text saying that my buddy won the world title, and let's just say that that made my night, even though we were getting our ass kicked at work. And I think it's awesome. I think there's been some awesome photos that have come out since this. The one with him and Punk is awesome, and the photo that came out Monday with all the champions, with the oldest one being Beth Phoenix at 31. I thought that was awesome, but you know, Couture could be pissy all he wants, but I'm the total opposite, and I'm very happy and excited about this title win.
I thought Shadow was lying. Shit, don't mean nothing. He laid on a fat guy for 3 seconds after doing no moves. Yippee-ki-yay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, Cole. Yeah.
I'm not burying the guy. He just said it's a shitty victory for a world title. Sorry.
What's the difference between that and every single other Money in the Bank match? Has there ever actually been a match when the Money in the Bank was used?
People have actually done moves before when they cashed it in. This is like the first one where nobody's done no moves. That's how good he is.
Let's be honest. This wasn't Daniel Bryan's fault. This was booking's fault.
Yeah, I'm not blaming Daniel Bryan. I'm just saying it's lying.
I know. I'm just saying, I'm throwing that in.
Yeah, I'm not saying Daniel Bryan did anything wrong. He didn't. It was just poorly booked, and I mean, it just don't mean much to me. Sorry.
You're telling me that you can say whatever you want about the pin, but you're going to tell me that the celebration was boring? That was one of the greatest world title celebrations ever. Especially when you got in close space around the table.
I didn't say it was boring.
Okay, moving right along.
A nerd is your world champion.
Yay. That's right.
Moving right along. The WWE Intercontinental Champion was defended successfully by Cody Rhodes when he defeated Booker T.
This was decent.
It was okay, yeah.
I like
Cody
Rhodes
a little bit more.
He should be the world champion instead of Daniel Bryan.
He needs to be most improved on the Wrestling Observer awards for the end of the year. He's definitely stepped it up.
The whole thing is he's wearing knee pads, and now it just makes everything look better.
Get rid of the goofy gimmick in the bag.
He's got abs.
If he can get rid of the voice, then he'll be the complete package.
Okay, he got rid of the gimmick, got knee pads, and got on the juice, and now he's getting pushed.
Now all he needs to do is bring back the black strap for that Intercontinental title instead of that ugly white one.
Mm.
Remember when he used to change by every weekly when the Ultimate Warrior had the title?
Yeah.
They better not do that again.
Awful.
And in the main event, the WWE Championship, in a TLC match, CM Punk defeated The Miz and Alberto Del Rio. This match was really fun to watch. Star of the match, Ricardo Rodriguez.
I always get terrified when they do those ladder bumps where they just like, it's not like when they tip over the ladder on the side, when they just like pick it up on its end.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm talking about? This always terrifies me.
Yeah. Yeah, Ricardo was the man here. Awesome move during the match. Miz had CM Punk up. It looked like for like a superplex, and Del Rio scaled the ropes. You know, ran and scaled the ropes and hit Punk with a knee. It looked or he hit him with a kick. It looked phenomenal, and looked like he drilled him too. And Del Rio was out of his mind in this match, just running roughshod on everybody and hitting The Miz with the hardest chair shots I've ever seen. At one point, he picked The Miz and threw him onto a table, but there was a chair on the table, so when Miz skidded across the table, he went face first into a chair that was set up on the table. Just, he brutalized these two guys.
I like the whole handcuff thing. I thought it was pretty creative.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
Is it true that Ricardo got a lot of play? Like on a lot of sports shows and other shows?
I didn't see it, but sure. I can't deny it or accept that. I'm not 100%. But this was a good match and a really fun pay-per-view, which WWE, as of late, a little bit lackluster, but I really enjoyed this one.
And they exposed the ring crew because obviously it's not that difficult to take a ring apart.
That's true. But CM Punk put a lot of rings up, as I told Brian, as he was unscrewing the turnbuckle.
Hey,
Daniel Bryan should probably still be putting the ring up.
Mm-hmm.
Dead lane title victory.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the ring crew, were you reduced to the ring crew like Vinny was back in the day, Craig?
Never had to put up a ring in my life.
Now, is that out of laziness or just because Vinny was the only one dumb enough to do it.
Well, I came along. I was there before Vinny, and I had size and actually had some training, so I was just on the shows. I never had to put up a ring. I never had to sell tickets or put up flyers or anything like that. So,
did you ever have to sell tickets to get a match on the show like those goobers up in the Northeast?
No, but it was funny because there was a guy that worked up here. His name was the Urban Outlaw, and he got his push towards the end of our TV up here because he actually brought in, you know, 50-plus fans to a lot of the shows because he had a lot of family in the area. And he had kind of a main event program with Tim Flowers there towards the end. And
Speaking of Timothy Flowers, does he know that you did not hand out those posters and that he might now come and kill you like Brian said he would the other night?
Now, Brian and I never had to actually put up flyers or hand out tickets or anything like that. Just he had, he actually had some respect for Brian and I. And I love Vinny, but he kind of hated Vinny. Yeah, I'm just being honest. Vinny had to go to the school and train, you know, two nights a week and then do all this other stuff, actually pay for training. And Brian and I had a little bit of training when we came in, and we just didn't have to do those things. What are you going to do?
Let Vinny do everything. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not blaming you.
Vinny is just the, he's a good lackey. I'll just leave it at that. So, getting on with the news. Half the reason we're doing the show tonight is because tomorrow is ROH's final battle. It'll be on iPay-Per-View at GoFightLive.com, and it emanates from the Hammerstein Ballroom in New York City. I'm very, very much looking forward to this show. The main event will be ROH champion Davey Richards versus Eddie Edwards with Dan Severn in his corner.
Dan Severn?
Dan Severn. Yeah,
that's like putting me to sleep just hearing that name.
The best thing that Dan Severn's ever done wasn't even done by Dan Severn. It was from Tom Lawler. This is Dan Severn imitation at UFC Williams. That was fucking awesome.
I've seen one good Dan Severn match, and he was fighting Tarzan Goto in FMW, and it was entertaining just because of Goto. So
that was
find
like
this
the
on YouTube.
Tournament, wasn't it?
I can't remember exactly, but I remember there was a lot of chairs involved.
First time I saw Dan Severn was when we were in college, and they started bringing out all those UFC videotapes, and we started renting them. And this was a shit fest with Ken Shamrock, where they like stared at each other for 30 minutes in the fucking octagon. And since people were throwing shit in the octagon, it's the most boring shit I've ever seen in my life.
They weren't standing there, Couture. They were going around in a circle.
Oh, well, whatever. Dosey, though, whatever. And, you know, people get hit.
And this is why Couture does not watch UFC today.
Yeah.
The ROH Tag Team Champions Charlie Haas and Shelton Benjamin will be facing the Briscoes. This should be very good match. Briscoe's entertaining and possibly the best tag team right now in wrestling. ROH TV champion Jay Lethal versus Mike Bennett. He will have Bob Evans and also Maria in his corner. And also in that, El Generico. So it's three-way Lethal, Mike Bennett, and El Generico. Kevin Dean will be basically fighting for his spot in ROH. He'll be facing Steve Corino, with Jimmy Jacobs as the special referee. And also, Jim Cornette said he will be at ringside.
I bet there's blood in this match.
I bet you there's a lot of blood in this match. And I expect a great angle to follow. You have a tag team gauntlet match with the winning team getting a shot at the tag champs. We got the Young Bucks versus Future Shock versus Coleman and Alexander versus the Bravados versus the All Night Express. I would expect either the All Night Express or the Bucks getting a shot, but if they want to go out on a limb, they can throw Future Shock in there. All good tag teams in this match, and the Bravados are very, very entertaining.
Young Bucks are no good.
They are spot monkeys,
and
they're great at it. They're great at it.
You're gonna piss off Adam Ferrell with that comment.
Maybe.
Just DJ Perkins, what's he gonna do? Blow my car up?
Okay. TJ Perkins versus Michael Elgin. You also have Bob Evans and Maria in his corner. I just got done watching Elgin and Davey Richards tear it up on ROH TV. Michael Elgin is awesome.
Who's he going to have in his corner?
Maria and Bob Evans.
Maria, as in Maria, the former WWE diva Maria?
Yes.
Really? I didn't know she was working in ROH.
Mike Bennett.
This doesn't make a lot of sense because I thought he was with the House of Truth, which would make Truth Martini in his corner, but this is what my sheet says, so I'm just reading off of there, so don't quote me on this.
She's dating Mike Bennett, right?
Yes.
That's what I...
Oh, that explains it.
Yeah, but Michael Elgin is in the match. I think this might be a misprint. I'm going to be honest with you. I'm pretty sure that the House of Truth...
I copied and pasted this from PW Insider. Don't yell at me. I ripped my computer to get that news.
Okay.
Well, why would you do that when you could go to a site that has no pop-ups and no viruses and no spyware like WrestlingObserver.com?
Because Dave was late with the Wrestling Observer this week.
They've had an emergency. Give them a break.
Well, I'm not that late with the Wrestling Observer. They had to go someplace else.
But still, from Pro Wrestling Pop-Up Insider, God, dude, I can't believe you didn't say their name on the air. That shitty ass.
Well, they do a good job of breaking news and reporting news and stuff like that. That's why I like them.
Okay.
Sorry. I know we're supposed to be in, like, website wars and stuff, but whatever.
That's
Tommaso Ciampa from the Embassy will be facing Jimmy Rave, and also Roderick Strong will be facing To Be Announced.
Hmm. The deadly
so
To Be Announced. Usually when you wrestle the To Be Announced, you usually end up having to do the job.
Could be a new character coming in. Who knows?
Sounds like
maybe,
an awesome show. I can't wait to not watch it.
Wouldn't it be awesome if Johnny Nitro were to make his debut in ROH?
Yeah, but wouldn't he have a no-compete clause for quite a while?
Probably,
I
but know,
I thought it was just like running out of his contract or something. He didn't get fired. He just didn't.
Oh, that is true.
Him.
Yeah, he might be able to. That's a number.
He will come in as Johnny Spade. You remember when he was Johnny Spade for like 1 week?
All I remember is Johnny Nitro and the other one.
He had like four or five names.
Yeah, he did.
Johnny Thunder. Johnny Saturday Night.
Should have stuck with a Johnny Nitro. That was an awesome. Him and Bischoff. Also, have a celebrity match in the making for WrestleMania. Shaquille O'Neal on the Abe Kamen show mentioned he was in talks for a match against Big Show at this coming year's WrestleMania. Of course, they'll be in Miami, and Shaq still live in Miami. He was playing for the Heat, but would make sense.
Yeah, I mean, if they're going to do it, if there's any city where he's going to be the biggest at, it would probably be Miami since he actually won the title there. And I guess it'll be okay. I mean, it's like the Big Show gets it. That's his job at WrestleMania is to wrestle or get in the ring with whoever they bring in, like Floyd Mayweather or even the awesome Aki Bono match.
Hey, his last celebrity match with Mayweather, that was pretty awesome.
That
was
awesome.
Pretty good. It was good. The TNA India project, we have the spoilers from there. Not spoilers, but we have. For those of you that ask, there are long-term plans for the TNA India offshoot. Ring Ka King, if I'm saying that correctly. The Indian talents involved are signed to multi-year contracts. The American talents who worked the tapings were not signed to contracts. The promotion crowned its first champion. Over the course of this week, Matt Morgan won the promotion's championship, while the team of Harry Smith, or of course D.H. Smith, who by the way was on this show.
His name is Brockus now. Get it right.
Okay. And Chavo Guerrero won the tag team titles.
Excuse me, Tommy. I'm sorry on that one.
Yeah. What is he?
Why did they name him after a shitty former WWF wrestler?
What do you mean?
He was part of the family once, that's why.
Is that his name, like, in the Wrestling Revolution thing? Or is this, like, I don't
know. D.H. Smith or Harry Smith?
Well, they're the same person, aren't they?
Right, but which name are you referring to?
Brockus.
Is
that his name in the India thing, or is this, like, the Wrestling Revolution thing? I don't know. I'm so confused.
The crowd heat for the tapings was said to be awesome, with some wrestlers, including Scott Steiner, getting old-school white-hot heat, the reporter says.
I bet Steiner called him a bunch of dotheads or something.
Oh,
Scott Steiner is one of the greatest interviews of all time. You don't know what to do.
I don't know what to
say
at the time,
but he's
a nasty
awesome
place.
In our last story of the night, we have a huge WWE update on Netflix. We have the following titles on Netflix right now, so if you are a subscriber to Netflix, you can check these out very soon. The American Dream, Dusty Rhodes story, was on there. Also, Born Conspiracy.
Did I ever tell you when I went and bought that at the store, and I went to Walmart, and it had the talking box, and I gave it to the lady.
Oh, I got that. I guess that was too. That was awesome.
To ring it up, I handed it to her, and all of a sudden, Dusty Rhodes says, "Living at the edge of that lightning bolt, baby." And you know, she kind of looked at me like I was stupid.
Also available, Born to Controversy, the Roddy Piper story, the Nature Boy Ric Flair, the definitive collection. Batista, I Walk Alone, the documentary.
That was actually an awesome documentary. I watched it the other night.
Road Warriors, the life and death of the most dominant tag team in wrestling history. Documentary by WWE on Hawk and Animal, of course. The Shawn Michaels story of heartbreak and triumph. The spectacular legacy of the AWA. This is a WWE documentary.
It's awesome.
The Triumph and Tragedy of World Class, which I should check out.
You haven't seen that, do you? What is wrong with you? That's like the best one we've ever done.
Well, you guys are the World Class guys. Like I said, we just didn't get it up here.
Heroes of World Class?
Heroes of World Class. Yeah, this is the WWE's version.
No, I said, have you seen Heroes of World Class?
I have not, no. Also, Edge, A Decade of Decadence, a collection of Edge's matches from 98 to 2008. Tombstone, The History of the Undertaker, a collection of matches from 1990 to 2005. History of the WWE Championship, WWE looks back at the history of their top title. And last but certainly not least, Hulk Hogan, The Ultimate Anthology, collection of Hulk Hogan matches from the AWA, WWF, and also WCW.
And there's a match on there from Hulk Hogan from the XWF.
Oh, wow. So, yeah, make sure you check that out. And that is the news.
And thankfully, in that WWE history of WWE Championship, Daniel Bryan's not involved.
Well, he will be on the next one, for sure.
Such a bitter man.
He's got the illegitimate championship.
Well, give him a break, Craig. He found one black person that he actually liked, and then he watched him job, and he's upset about it.
Ed, you're a terrible man. Okay, so everybody get out your bottles of whatever you have, and I'm ready.
Okay,
good question, right? I was going to do
let
that
me,
today.
Let me ask the first
question.
What?
I
forgot to give my questions.
You forgot the what?
I forgot to put some questions together. I can do it on the fly. It don't matter.
So everyone knows Craig tried to cheat. He says that we were only allowed to ask current WWE questions, which is bullshit. It's not going to happen.
I put a smiley face behind that. I was kidding.
I will be nice and not ask any World Class or Mid-South questions, but I am going to ask a very important historical question to start.
Okay.
And anyone who's ever listened to Dave Meltzer regularly should know the answer to this question. Everyone should know the answer to this question. Because it involves a series of one of the most famous series of matches in the history of pro wrestling. And as that goes back to the Gotch Hackenschmidt matches. Now, Gotch Hackenschmidt's match had one of the famous matches, the first match, one of the famous matches of all time. They had a rematch. Now, in this rematch, it wasn't much of a match because apparently Hackenschmidt was hurt. And the reason he was hurt is that Gotch's people had hired a shooter to take out Hackenschmidt and make sure he was unable to compete. Now, who was this shooter, Craig?
I don't even know this stuff.
Was it Luthez?
No, but Luthez has probably said the name of this person in every interview he's ever done. And I can't believe you even don't know this, Couture. They talk about it with an observer like once a year.
Bruno?
Bruno. Like, Bruno was a shooter. Come on now. Bruno wasn't even alive at that time. Okay, he's old. Give the guy a
break. The Bisco.
It was Ed Chantel. That is such a simple question.
What was
the name again,
Ed? What?
Ed Chantel.
I have never heard that name before in my life.
Come on, if Katrina doesn't know this question, that is an unfair question. Come on now.
Katrina's just drunk right now.
I'm not drunk.
He was drunk. Not anymore.
Just go look at my status on my Facebook page. See how drunk I was.
That was pretty bad, actually.
Oh, Lord.
Okay, come on.
A historical question that Craig should be able to get.
Okay, thank you.
What year does the NWA World title go back to?
What year does the NWA title go back to? What?
How far back does the NWA title go? What year?
Oh, jeez.
This is like the easiest question in the world.
Well, I'm going to get it wrong. The 20s?
Ed, yeah, do you know?
1908?
1905.
Jesus, so it wasn't
the 20s. I said it's up on TV. You guys ought to know
this. Okay, everybody drink.
This is about 3 years. A lot closer than 3 years.
Take a sip of cherry Dr. Pepper right here.
I knew it was old.
I figured that was an easy one.
Yeah. All right, next one. Come on.
Go ahead, Katrina.
WCW Monday Nitro, what day did it take place on?
WCW Monday Nitro took place on Monday.
True.
Yes. I'm on a roll. Come on, baby.
All right. Okay, here's another one for you. This is going to be easy.
Okay.
What two guys made up the tag team Strike Force?
I know this one. It was Tito Santana and Rick the Model Martel.
Not to be confused
with the Can-Am connection, which was Tom Zink and Rick the Model Martel.
True. Go ahead.
Okay.
That last hit question kind of made me forget what I was about to ask.
I'm surprised he didn't have that as one of his questions.
I was expecting that.
Name three other names that the Brooklyn Brawler has wrestled under besides the Brooklyn Brawler.
Ed Lombardi.
No.
It's Lombardi, though, right?
What did you say? Ed Lombardi?
He said Ed Lombardi.
Isn't that right?
No, it's not right. Go ahead. Continue. We'll let you continue and try again.
Did he wrestle as Pat Patterson at one time, or just in Pat Patterson? Steve Lombardi, not Ed. I'm sorry.
It's too late. So too late for you. You missed it.
He was Doink the Clown, and oh gosh, the guy with Kamala. He was Kim Chi as well, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll give him a break, even though Katrina's trying to give you a hint and cheat a little bit. But yeah, okay, that's right. So you got two of the three. So
okay, awesome.
Another one was Abe Knuckleball Schwartz.
Oh jeez, I would have never got that. I'll be honest with you. Ed Lombardi. Who's Ed Lombardi? My bad. Okay, let's go. Come on, I'm on a roll.
Okay. This is a question from Greg. Did Tom Zink win the AWA World Title at Super Clash 3, and how did he manage to be the AWA champion while working with Tito Santana at Strike Force?
That is a trick question, number one. He did not work in Strike Force, although he was brunette and a juice head. And he was in a team with Rick DeMotta Martel. But, in fact, he was not in Strikeforce. Now, did he win a title at Super Clash 3?
Yeah.
I'm going to say no.
You're right.
No, okay, I'll ask another Tom Zink question. Tom Zink was in a battle royal to crown the AWA World Champion.
Oh, geez.
Who eliminated him?
Are you serious? So 19 names, I got to figure out which one eliminated him.
AWA World Champion, the person that eliminated him.
Was the last AWA World Champion. Ganya?
Which one?
Greg.
A couple.
Greg. No. Greg Ganya.
Greg Ganya, even though he was the promoter, was the last never the world
family.
One at a time. What now?
But I said that Greg Ganya was never the AWA World Champion, even though his father owned the territory. But if you read the old observers, Dave used to joke that his other Ganya did win the AWA World title, and I'll let Couture answer that question.
Okay.
Larry Zbyszko.
Oh, Zbyszko. Saw him smoking a cigarette at the WrestleMania in Miami, or the other Florida state we were in.
Was he married to the Ganya daughter that gibbled with that kid's pecker or something?
No, I don't think it was that one.
Okay, come on, I'm doing good here. Come on.
You don't even know where WrestleMania was that you went to, Craig. We're going to count that as a miss. So everyone take a drink on that.
It was in Orlando. Jeez.
You said Miami.
I know. I was thinking this next year.
Name the three sites of WrestleMania 2.
Oh. There was Chicago.
Okay.
There was MSG, so New York.
No.
No? Hold on.
If you would have left out MSG and just said New York, you'd have been fine.
Okay. Then New York. And Rosemont Horizon, MSG. And LA?
That's right.
Okay, awesome.
All right, name. Name at least four different people that Shawn Michaels has had the World Tag Team titles with.
Name four different people Shawn Michaels had tag.
I'll make it easier. Name three people.
Name three people that Shawn Michaels has won the world title from?
No, won the World Tag Team titles with.
Okay. Jannetty. Right.
Okay. This is any world tag team title, not just a specific one.
Okay, I gotcha.
The WWE world tag team title.
Okay, so Jannetty.
Okay, you already lost. You already lost the question. They never won the title. Great.
Well, Well, they
did
win, but they had to give them back because the ring broke.
Yeah, it didn't count, so you already lost the question.
Hold on.
Well,
I'll give them
a pass on that one because they actually did win the title. They just didn't keep them.
Okay, I'll be nice.
They did that with the Hart Foundation, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, him and Stone Cold, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. It was him and Stone Cold, and him and Edge.
I think they did win the titles. Didn't they win them? I'm trying to think. I'm not sure.
Somebody type it up on
Google.
I promised Ed I would not. One more. Diesel?
That's right.
Who?
Okay.
I didn't hear what you said.
Diesel.
Oh, yeah.
So I got that one right.
And, Kevin Nash was semi-mobile.
Did you Google it? Did I do good or not? Did he win it with Edge or not?
So many selections on this Wikipedia thing here. Let's see. Okay, hold on. I don't think he did.
Oh,
I think that was Chris Benoit that Edge won it with.
Hmm.
I think it was like the Cyber Sunday thing where like the other two people, Shawn Michaels got in the title match at Cyber Sunday, and then the other two people got a tag title shot, and I think it was Edge and Benoit, and they won the titles.
Okay, so who else you got?
Yeah, how could you leave off the easiest one? Hunter.
Oh, dope. Forgot about
John
Hunter.
John Cena also. Remember when they were building up to WrestleMania and they had the tag titles?
That's right. They had them for like a week. Okay, moving on.
They had them for like 2 months, but let's not, you know.
Well, 2 weeks, 2 months, whatever.
I nitpick over a little stuff.
Yeah, let's. All right, I get half a point for that one. All right, come on. Okay, the Sidewalk Slam, what is it? Is it real? Is it real? A Sidewalk Slam, is it real?
It was a big to-do in the post pay-per-view thread about what the Sidewalk Slam was. I don't ever think we figured it out.
Did somebody actually get slammed on the sidewalk? Is that what you're asking me?
No. I thought it was like the Boss Man Slam.
No, that's not it.
Somebody was telling me it was like the Dino Bravo side suplex or something. I don't remember.
It's like you're picking them up for a backbreaker and you just drop down.
Oh, yeah, the side suplex is like Dino Bravo used to, which was a terrible finisher.
Yeah, it's you might as well put a knee up there.
And speaking of Dino Bravo, what did Dino Bravo set up that finisher with?
Headbutt?
A power driver.
Oh.
It's on the side suplex with the fucking power driver.
All right. Everybody drink.
That's one of the things that, like, because I remember in the early 80s and Trevor was watching before Craig Deffin, the pile driver was like actually the deadliest weapon in wrestling.
And he set it up with that.
And then he set up a sidewalk slam with the pile driver.
I've been watching some Memphis this week, and Eric Emery did a pile driver off a top rope.
That's not awesome. That's dumb.
That looks so awesome.
Yeah, it looks awesome.
Got stretched out. If it happened today, he'd just be helped to the back by the trainers.
Oh, gosh, that's
unless
so.
Unless you're John Cena, then you just get up from it.
Even Rhino, when he used to pile drive guys off the apron through the table, is safer than just top rope in the ring. That's ridiculous.
Well, I shouldn't say top rope. He's like on the second rope. You know, he's kind of like in a position for like a superplex, and he just gave him a pile driver instead.
Who did he do it to?
Just like a job guy.
Did he drop to his knees, or did he drop to his
keister? No, like the regular pile, not the tombstone, but the other way.
Yeah.
You know, the regular pile driver. It's pretty cool.
That's frightening.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it. Now, my turn. Okay, Craig.
Check.
The Undertaker
check.
Has wrestled under two different masks. Name both characters.
Two different masks?
Yep.
Masks.
He wrestled as two masked men. Who were they?
Did you say the Undertaker? Is that who you're talking about? I couldn't hear the first name.
Yeah, the Undertaker.
Okay.
In fact, just name one.
I had no idea that the Undertaker actually wrestled under masks. To be honest,
Undertaker's very first match was under the mask as Red River Jack, and he also wrestled as the Punisher before coming up to WCW.
You know, I thought it was Texas Red.
Red River Jack.
No, that was Brody.
Oh, Ed gets one wrong.
No,
Ed, two drinks.
No, because Brody and Red River Jack teamed up against together.
You know, I remember one time when Taker was actually hurt, his face was hurt, and he had a really cool mask that he wore.
I was going to let you sign with that, but you didn't say it in time.
Ed didn't even remember that until you brought it up.
No,
three
I
drinks,
guess.
Ed. Three drinks. All right, come on.
Name all the members of the Hart family.
Oh, jeez. All of them? With Teddy and all of them, or what?
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
I'm trying to think of another question. I didn't do good. I didn't write any down.
I'm glad you guys are so...
Who did Tom Zink defeat for the NWA TV title in 1990?
Oh, for God's sakes. Big Boss.
No, don't say something stupid like that. You know that's not the right answer.
The TV title, Brian Pillman.
Brian Pillman never held the TV title.
Oh, jeez. Two drinks.
Arn Anderson. Arn Anderson was always a TV champion back then. That should have been an easy one.
Yeah, but it wasn't.
Oh, man. This last is so hard, I keep forgetting what I'm going to add.
Who invented the cotton gin?
Eli Whitney.
There you go.
Who were the original members of the Islanders?
The original members of the Islanders, not Haku and King Tonga? I mean, the same guy, wouldn't
oh,
they?
Oh, my fucking God.
That's the same guy. Never mind. Hey, I corrected myself. Leave me alone.
Oh, shit.
Hold on. That's the same guy, right?
Yes, Haku and King Tonga are the same person.
Okay, he was also the Tonga kid, too, right?
Oh, my.
Right?
No.
Right? Tonga kid was different than Haku?
Yes. That's why they had two different names.
Now, that's some racist shit. And you think, oh, I just look like him.
Well,
it was. Shut up. It was the Fatu kid. What was his name? It was Haku. And the other one was.
The original member was C.V. Offey.
No, that's wrong.
No, it was C.V. Offey.
I remember
no,
C.V.
It's, no, 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 no.
They switched. They switched.
Haku and Tama were the original Islanders. Tama left in 1988 and C.V. Offey came in.
I just said Tama.
Came for like a week.
I just said Tama.
Even the people asking questions don't know the answers.
That's what I'm saying. You guys,
don't blame me.
I'm not blaming you. I'm blaming
the
hothead.
I know what I'm talking about.
I still say I'm right.
Well, you're wrong, and I'll prove it to you right now. Let's see.
I said this. I said the kid was the Fatu kid. That was his real last name, and it was Tama.
Oh, that's...
Like, all the Islanders
have,
like, Fatu
in their name. Guys, Craig.
Whatever. Next question.
All those Islanders have all those Samoan dudes have the name Fatu in their name somewhere.
I used to work with a Samoan guy. He used to be a boxer, and apparently they were his cousins. The Alphas were his cousins, and he used to be real proud about Samoan. So when the Steelers won the Super Bowl for the first time, I was like, "Hey man, did you see that one Samoan on the Steelers?" And of course, his answer was, "Oh, that's my cousin on my mama's side."
They're all related.
Oh, I'm bored. Yes, C.B. Hoppy was not the team with Haku at first. It was Tama all along.
I said Tama.
No, I swear to God, C.B. Hoppy teamed with Haku at the very start, dude. I swear I saw it.
Don't you swear to my God.
Thank you.
Earlier in 86, they were not the Islanders, but they did team after Haku body slammed Big John Studd.
Oh, see, that was my next goddamn question. I was gonna say what big angle did Haku almost fuck up, but he kind of gave it away. But you remember that shit?
Yeah.
Fucking, that was so funny when I saw that. I was like, why didn't they give him the money? I was pissed off.
That's right.
He won the money and they wouldn't let him keep it.
I was watching like an old house show or something like that, and they had it was the Islanders and Bobby Heenan against the Bulldogs and like Coco Beware from like Philadelphia or something. And they have some terrible announcers for some of these house shows back then. I can't remember what their name was. They were freaking awful. And the dude was calling Haku Tama for the whole match, and calling Tama Haku for the whole match. Pissed me off.
Now, speaking of the British Bulldogs,
mm-hmm.
There's a famous story that they tricked a certain WWE manager who wanted to take a vitamin D shot, and they said they would give it to him, and they injected anabolic steroids. What manager was this?
This is a bad question because I was not an insider when I was that age.
Neither were we.
What's that?
I said we weren't either.
That's true. Wasn't Heenan? Or was it?
I don't even know.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Heenan. I don't know. I honestly do not know.
It was Mr. Fuji.
Oh, I was going to say that.
First off, why would you trust the Bulldogs to give you a shot of anything is my question.
This is fucking the first time that Davey wanted to do fucking steroids, that might give him a syringe of milk. And he fucking injected milk into it. Jeez. This is crazy people right there.
Yeah, they're wrestlers.
Yeah, you got any more, Kutcher?
Who did Eric Embry beat to win World Class Championship Wrestling?
I have no idea.
T.Y. Tushai.
That's right.
I have no idea.
Okay, I got this is an older one, but okay. There's a famous night in the history of WWE where two tragic events happened. Well, one wasn't too tragic. One of these events was Eddie Gilbert was involved in a car crash where he broke his neck. And he went to the hospital where the other victim of this other incident happened. What other incident happened on the night that Eddie Gilbert broke his neck in the car wreck?
Oh, gosh.
I'll give you a clue. It involves an Islander.
Oh, okay. That doesn't help me at all. So something happened to Haku.
No, not Haku. I'm being
that's when
Islander,
Haku did the superfly leap on that woman off the dresser or something, right?
That's the night that Jimmy Snitch's girlfriend was died very mysteriously, and Jimmy Snuka was in a towel beating up a bunch of police officers.
Yeah, Buddy Wayne talked in depth to me about that thing. I had no idea that was the same time.
Let me interrupt the contest. Does Buddy think he murdered her?
Dude, I can't answer that for Buddy.
You said you just talked to him.
Did you talk to the man?
Yeah, I know. Yeah, he totally does.
Okay.
I think he was railroaded. I think it was like, I think it's somebody else.
Well, dude, I mean, he fucking beat up like 20 cops, too, or something that night. I mean.
Well, he was all coked out of his mind.
Yeah, he was out of his fucking mind. So.
What restaurant was Mr. Sato and Kim Patera trying to go to when they got pinched?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
What restaurant were Kim Patera and Mr. Saito trying to go to when they had the big brouhaha with the police?
I have no idea.
You know
they
did an incident with Mr. Saito and Kim Patera, right, where they went to jail?
Yeah, they broke into a restaurant to make something to eat because the restaurant was closed. What restaurant was it?
McDonald's. What fast food
restaurant?
Mickey D's. That's right. And they wouldn't serve them, so Patera picked up a boulder and threw it through the window. And then the cop came and they beat the dead a bunch of cops.
Pulled that one out of my keister.
Now, speaking of wrestlers getting arrested, what two wrestlers were in a car together and got pulled over and arrested for weed and cocaine and sequentially got very punished for this?
Oh, Van Damme and Sabu.
No, because they only had weed and paraphernalia.
This was a 1980s story.
Okay.
And they were feuding with one another.
In the 80s.
And they involved cocaine.
Again, the silence on the other end of the line.
One carries a board.
Was it Hacks on DiBiase?
Oh, God.
I don't know.
It was Hacks on Iron Cheek.
Oh, shoot.
Okay.
How many people in... And don't give me the smart mark like Dave Meltzer number here. What was the attendance for WrestleMania 3?
Oh, it was like 83,000 something.
Fuck.
Yeah, and it wasn't. Right?
No.
No?
93,173.
They say that, like, every year, like, multiple times. All right. What is the rumor, what is the rumor reason why Tommy Rich won the NWA World title? One of the most famous legends of all pro wrestling.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Supposedly he fucked Jim Barnett for it. How do you not know that?
I had Jim Barnett follow me home one night. That was kind of weird.
Does he call you, do you call him, what the fuck is Brian, his uncle or something?
Yeah.
Grandfather.
Grandfather.
Uncle, granddad, whatever. Yeah, he followed me home one night. Actually, I just led him to the freeway, so I was, you know, not his type.
Yeah, you weren't as tight. You like long.
Yeah, and muscular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, he made a lot of stars. Give the man credit. He knew what the people wanted to watch. But anyway, go ahead, Katrina.
Who made up the Colossal Connection?
Yeah. know this. I really do.
You've only been talking about one of them all night long.
I know.
I understand.
Yeah, I know.
Although that doesn't narrow it down much.
My brain hurts.
One main event at a WrestleMania.
Uh-huh. One of them's Taker, right? No?
Oh, my God. If you want to tell him, or do I have to tell him?
Andre the Giant and Haku.
Yep.
Name two out of three people that there was two incarnations of this team. Name two out of three people. Who were the skyscrapers?
Sid.
Yes.
And Dan Spivey.
That's right.
Yeah.
You got one right, I don't believe it.
Yeah, it happens.
Like, she's hard or anything. He's probably, probably in front of Google or something.
And the other one, there was Dan Spivey. The other one was Taker, right?
Yeah.
And he was, thinking of his name in WCW. Dan Spivey. What was Taker's name? It wasn't the Red, it was the other one, the other name he used. Just
that
tell me, I got it right.
Real name.
He was pretty mean.
Mark Calloway.
Mark Calloway.
Mean Mark, yeah. Okay.
All
right, come on, I'm on a roll.
Dave, not Calloway.
I got it right.
Oh, no, you did it. Your name's not Calloway.
Trey, I got that one right. Come on.
Yeah, you got that one right.
All right, come on, let's go. How long are we going to do this for? Another 15 minutes?
Yeah. I'm just hoping to fail anyway.
To ask. Oh, man, I had something and I just forgot it, too, because I was laughing so hard.
Yeah.
Anything else, Couture?
I can't think of anything.
Who
was the tag team, the British Bruisers?
The British Bruisers?
Yeah.
This was a real team?
Yes.
I have no idea.
Dynamite Kid and Johnny Smith.
And where did they work?
Stampede.
I don't know. Okay.
This was after Dynamite had turned on Davey Boy, but Ed Whalen didn't like the angle because he liked the Bulldog, so he didn't let it air on TV.
I learned some stuff today.
Okay, what was the name of the Mongolian Stomper?
The what?
What was the shoot name of the Mongolian Stomper?
I got nothing.
Archie Goldie.
I got nothing. All right, great.
What letters were in the 1-2-3 kid's name? What numbers were?
Let's see, the 1-2-3 kid became X-Pac, who also wrestled as the Lightning Kid. Had some great matches with Sabu on the Indies back east.
Yeah, I didn't ask any of that.
Yeah. made a really horrible video with China one time. 1, 2, and 3.
Okay.
And he beat Razor Ramon in his big debut.
Okay, now speaking of big
upsets.
Not his debut. You know what I mean. Go on.
Speaking of big upsets, who was the first person that Barry Horowitz ever beat?
First person Barry Horowitz ever beat? Shawn Michaels. I don't know.
What?
I don't know.
There's actually two answers. I would actually let you get away with the second one, even though it was the second one and not the first.
Okay.
But the real answer is Terry Daniels and Global, but the answer I would have accepted would have been Skip, the Belladonna, the Sunny.
Hmm.
Remember, we'll see what Gerhard Horowitz, Hakushi.
When did he beat Terry Daniels?
He beat Terry Daniels in Global. That was his first match. That's when the first time he went crazy celebrating.
That is not his first match. He was in Memphis and Florida long before that.
No, the first match he won.
Yes, and he was in Memphis and Florida and won titles in Memphis and Florida.
Okay, well, I'm wrong.
He was on TBS.
Like I said, I was
going
to give him the easy answer and skip.
It was Billy Jack Haynes and Wahoo McDaniel against like Rick Rude and Jack Hart, which was Barry Horowitz's original name.
Okay, I'm wrong.
Well, you need to get this shit right before you ask questions. It's embarrassing.
Hey, I was going to let him off with skip, okay?
But that's not the right answer, though.
I was trying to give him a break.
Neither is Terry Daniels. That's not the right answer either.
Oh, shut up.
You know,
the questions are... I thought me and Craig should be asking you the questions.
No. God, no. I don't remember a lot of stuff. Leave me alone.
We could do that next week.
I knew Jakey Lee was the guitar player for Ozzy Osbourne.
Who took his place? Craig?
Who took his place? Shoot. I know this. I honestly do know this. It was the guy that plays for...
Bill.
No, he's plays for Poison. Shoot, his name fell out of my head. Zach Wilde.
Okay, who took Vivian Campbell's place in
Steve Clark. Vivian Campbell took his place in Def Leppard, I'm sorry.
Vivian Campbell, are you sure?
Yeah, Vivian Campbell's in Def Leppard to this day.
Okay.
Yeah. Steve Clark died, one of my favorite guitar players ever.
They still got the one-armed drummer.
They sure do.
Now, let me ask you, okay.
Okay.
I got to ask a question about the one-armed the drummer. Okay. Def Leppard sounds fine as far as drums. Right?
Sure. Yeah.
No difference. Is he just really that good using his feet, or is it a gimmick?
He has an electronic drum set where he plays with his feet a lot. And,
yeah, but is it legit or is it a gimmick?
Yeah, he legitimately plays with his feet and the one arm. In fact, they actually hired another drummer to actually have two drummers for their first set of club shows they did when Rick Allen was returning, and the hired drummer ended up being late and didn't make the stage, and Rick Allen did just fine by himself, so the guy said, so you guys won't be needing me anymore, right? Because he did just fine without him. So.
I always wondered that because they always sounded great, but it's like, can the dude really, you know?
Yeah.
Is there a little funky things going on backstage there?
No, he plays with his feet. He plays a lot with his feet. Yes, he keeps snare. he keeps the snare and hi hats on his left foot while he hits the bass with his right, and pretty much hits cymbals and snares with his right arm. It's pretty amazing.
I lost my arm. I just give up.
Mm, yeah. But anyway, so it's about 24 after. Do you want to throw out the plugs? I've been thoroughly embarrassed this evening. So.
Well, everyone, check out.
More embarrassed that you didn't get some of this stuff than the fact that you didn't know some of this stuff.
It was about 50-50. I didn't know some of the stuff, and some of it I didn't get because I did know it.
Well,
like Haku and the Tonga Kid being the same person.
Anyway, check out AngryMarks.com. You can always download and stream our show at AngryMarks.com along with a lot of other shows.
King Haku was the same guy too, right?
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
And
what was he introduced as at WrestleMania 5 when King Haku came to the ring? Who was he introduced as?
King Haku?
No, King Tonga. Howard Finkel.
Tonga Kid, whatever. Yeah, go ahead and put plugs there.
Now, speaking of King Tonga, Haku, and all his other names, name the one name that we haven't said yet.
You're going to ask that. Haku, King Tonga, Tonga King.
Flash Gordon in the movie.
I know this. It was his name in WCW, right?
Yep.
And it was, starts with an M, I think. Right?
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay. Ming.
Ming. All right, got it.
Yeah. Yeah, and wow. That it was way back there, and I had to dig, but I got it.
I was watching World Class the other day. I was watching, like, one of the Christmas Star Wars shows, and they had a person on there. Just before Samoa Joe, we had Tonga John.
Oh,
you know who Tonga John was?
guy named John. I've never heard of that guy, I'll be honest with you.
Do you know Ed?
Tonga John? No, you're going to have to tell me. I don't remember.
Is it Barbarian?
On the top of... Oh, dude.
That's right.
Okay. What former WCW and former WWF Intercontinental Champion once wrestled in World Class under his real name?
Probably Rick Rude.
Well, the actual answer was... Richard Blood, but Craig, who is Richard Blood?
It just said Rick Rude.
No.
No? Richard Blood? What did you say, Richard Blood?
Richard Blood.
Richard Blood. And he wrestled where?
He's a former WCW champion and a former WWF
Intercontinental
champion.
Okay, you guys are talking over each other. You guys are talking over each other.
He's a former WWF Intercontinental Champion and a former WCW World Champion.
Had one of the greatest matches in WrestleMania history.
Oh, Steamboat. Right?
Yeah, but yes, but pretty much Craig, because Craig just pretty much gave it to you.
True.
Well, he wrestled as Richard Blood, where?
He wrestled in World Class as Richard Blood.
No, he didn't. Somebody needs to fact check you guys before you ask me questions.
He did.
I don't need
to. He did.
What year was this? What year?
Early '80s. Early '80s.
He was Ricky Steamboat before the '80s. He was Ricky Steamboat in the '70s.
Well, maybe it was the '70s. He did. I saw it somewhere. I just saw it somewhere the other day.
Just incompetence.
This total incompetence all around.
Not by me, because I did my shit right.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, well. Any closing thoughts here, Craig?
Any closing thoughts? Why am I doing a wrestling podcast?
I've been asking myself that same question for 3 years.
Hmm. Well, you mean you personally?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I should have a rock podcast of some kind instead.
Gosh, it's like a little...
Well, maybe the reason you do a wrestling podcast is because you guilt-tripped me into being a co-host on the show. You pulled the granny on me.
Well, Well, I thought I could come in and clean up the show a little bit and, you know, keep you on track, but it just hasn't been working, so. Maybe I'll just throw in the towel now and call it a day. It's been fun.
Anything else besides that?
I want to wish everybody a Merry, Merry Christmas. I apologize for my lack of knowledge. It's in there somewhere. I just got to channel it and bring it up front.
You got to get it from Brian. It rubs off on Brian, dude. He like poisons your brain. He's such a, you know.
No, it's not. Well, it's not completely that, but you know, there's just a lot of stuff that I didn't pay a lot of attention to. Like, you know, you guys are like Cotrer is like. why he doesn't have a weekly segment on Brian's show, I'll never understand, because he's got just as much knowledge as even Mr. Dave Meltzer himself, in my honest opinion. But, you know, I mean, he can spit out dates and times and places, and, you know, that's his thing.
I swear, at least once a week, I just
like
try to say something so fucking stupid or wrong that it just infuriates me. And since Couture can even remember more shit than me, I can imagine that to be even worse for him.
A lot of this is like shit that matters in life. You know, like
right.
Educate. But I don't know.
We
got a plug for our Starcade show in today's daily update. That's a good one.
Yeah,
don't put this show.
I actually sent him the link for that, and I sent him the link for tonight's show, but I guess he put the first.
Oh, we don't need. We didn't. Nobody needs to hear this show. Come on.
And apparently, Ed's girlfriend is very upset. She was nominated for Crossover Star of the Year in the porn industry.
Yeah, well, she was robbed.
I don't know. I've seen some of those videos. There ain't nothing right home about.
Okay.
I love her videos, and I love her even more. And I could share any last comments to trying to disparage one of my closest dear personal friends in the wrestling business.
Why do you keep saying that? That's so untrue.
She is. I get texts from her all the time.
Ah.
No, I'm going to go and I got YouTube on my Xbox now, so I'm going to go watch some stuff. It's awesome.
I'm gonna go have some fish tacos.
I'm gonna go have some.
That wasn't a euphemism. I'm actually gonna have fish tacos.
Do you like them fried or grilled?
Fried, of course.
Flour or corn tortillas?
I like corn mostly.
Alright.
Yeah.
You ever eat it in San Antonio? You ever go to Taco Taco?
Taco Taco?
Uh-huh.
No.
I seen it on one of those cooking shows the other day. I was just asking.
No, I've actually never heard of it. But,
must be on the rich side of town then.
Yeah, the hoity-toity side. The other side of the tracks that everybody
points to. I'm actually surprised that they have the word, I'm fucking Mexican, I can't say it right. Hilato?
Hilato?
What was that? You're right. Oh, never mind. I'll fucking embarrass myself. What's the Greg in my
head? Do where you live, do they point to the other side of the tracks and they say, one day, Ed, we're going to live over there where there's a Taco Taco? They say things
I actually live on the nice side of the south side, so.
Oh, okay.
I'm okay.
Oh, I thought they were pointing to the border. One day we're going to live over there.
Oh, Merry Christmas to one and all, and to all a good night.
How come I never get to have final words to say? Everyone's always trying to end the show before I get to say anything.
Because I always come up with good stuff. Words. Come back next week and check out our show. Blah, blah, blah. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, man. My feelings are now hurt, and I refuse to continue. So everyone come back next week, and we'll be back on Friday night.
Hunico and the other guy are two different guys.
I can't believe you missed that one of all things.
I had no idea. I don't watch SmackDown. I haven't watched SmackDown for a long time.
He was just on the pay-per-view the other month. But anyway,
So this is Christmas, and what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas.